Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Let's turn to Mark 7 and 18 through 23. A couple places this is recorded in the Bible, but I chose Mark tonight. I like the writings of Mark. It's shorter chapters, but this guy gets to the point, and I like that. And he saith unto them, are ye so without understanding also? Now, this is on the heels of them eating without washing their hands, and the Jews and the Pharisees are criticizing them because they didn't do it right. Tradition says you didn't do it right. So he says, are ye also without understanding? Do ye not perceive, that's from the inside, what you think on the inside, whatsoever thing from without entereth into a man, it cannot defile him. My dirty hands, he says, that's not it. You're looking at the wrong thing. Because it entereth not into his heart, but into his belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats. In other words, it goes in and it goes out, and you get all the good out of it, and you pass it as waste. And he said, that which cometh out of a man, that defileth the man. From within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murderers, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. So he is using the reverse of what they're thinking, that what goes in, you know, and he said, no, it's the other way around. It's what goes out. I want to teach you, he's talking about defiling, and I want to use this title tonight, Life's Pending File. Life's Pending File. Lord, I come before you tonight. I'm thankful for those people that are here tonight. I'm thankful for your word. It is always true. It's always true. It's always helpful. It's always encouraging. For your words are light. Hallelujah. David said it's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And he hid it in his heart that he might not sin against you. Help us, Lord, to put the lights on inside of us. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I don't know. It's kind of hard to arrange this board. Where do I need to put it? Somebody help me so everybody can see it. Huh? It's okay? Can y'all see it over there? You can't see through me. It wouldn't hurt if y'all wanted to move over here. I mean, that's up to y'all. Got a good congregation on those first four rows. Thank the Lord. Okay, thank the Lord. Man. Can y'all see it over there? Okay. All right. Life's pending file. In tonight's life application Bible study, I want to teach about the importance of having a filing system. Amen. I thank God for my wife. She is my filing clerk, if you will. She keeps things in line, because if it wouldn't be for her, I'm bad about just my filing system's not too good. But there's importance of keeping things in order. Filing is basically keeping things in order. And do we not know that God is a God of order? He's not a God of disorder. He's not a God of chaos. He's not a God of confusion. He said, I'm not the author. If you have confusion in your life, God's not the author of it. If you're confused about something, don't make decisions, and we're going to talk about that, off of confusion. Because confusion, God's not in that. So if you're confused about things, don't make a decision. Stop. So we understand that God is a God of order, and that God does things in a progressive way. He said, never despise the day of small beginnings. Everything, microscope, a garage, look at it today. Many things that are big, in fact, all things that are big, started off small. So we have to understand that God is a God of progression, and he wants us to progress further and further. When you quote-unquote get saved, I'm not sure you're really saved. You're really on your journey to being saved. And so, but he gives you the Holy Ghost to help you, lead you, and guide you in a path that will lead to salvation. So when we look at this proverb that Solomon wrote, if you want wisdom, go to Proverbs. He said this in 4 and 18. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Wow, it's like I'm getting closer and closer. I see it clearer today than I did 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago, or even yesterday. Because the closer I get to Him, the clearer my vision is about what His Word wants us to do. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. When people are in darkness, you go, what was that? What was that? You don't even know what you're stumbling on. I don't care how long you've lived in your house. I challenge any of you to turn your light off in your bedroom and walk to the kitchen and open the refrigerator without hitting anything. I don't care how long you lived in your house. And no matter how you think you can live for God, you can't live for God without the light. The Word is the light. The Word was made into light. And we have to have, because that's what leads us into a more perfect day, is the Word of God. So when we look at the scope of the entire Bible, we look at it from the beginning. It started in darkness, right? In the beginning, it was a dark world, and it was void, and it was darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the first day, the Lord created light. Now, that light was not the sun and the moon. It was His glorious light. It was actually, the light was Christ hid in God. It was the Lamb slain before the foundation of the earth. When we get to heaven, they said there'll be no sun for Christ. The Lamb is the light. It's a different kind of light. So that God was that light that shined when He said, let there be light. It was the appearance and the presence of God that showed up. So when we read the beginning of the Old Testament, I want to teach you how to study your Bible a little bit tonight. When we look at the beginning of the Old Testament, we look at Genesis 1:1. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form, and it was void. And what was on the face? Light? Shadows? Darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. This light would create, anytime you have light, it creates what? That's right. Anytime you have light, it also creates shadows if there's anything between the light and what it is shining upon. And so what we see is when He said, let there be light, it was God's presence that showed up. And when God's presence showed up, He later gives Moses something called the law. And the law was the shadows of things to come. So it was the thing that was between God and Him coming up. It was Him coming up as a light into the earth. But from God of heaven, there was the law. And it was a shadow, the Bible says, of things to come. But not the very thing. It's just like my hand. You could look at the shadow and say, well, that looks like His hand. But it's not my hand. It's not the very thing. But it is my hand. But the closer my coming is, the better you see the shadow gets more perfected, right? Until the light is no longer has a shadow cast upon the earth. When we look at John chapter 1 and verse 1, this is the genesis of the New Testament. I gave you the genesis of the Old Testament. It was darkness, right? In between the beginning of the Old Testament and the New Testament, we had the law. That was the shadow. And then we have the beginning of the New Testament. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning. All things were made by Him. There we go. That was Christ hid in God. That was the light that showed up. Without Him was not anything made that was made. That was the light that showed up that day. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. When He breathed into Adam, the lights came on. The lights came on. And He gives man life. And if you have life, you have light. And the light shineth where? In dark places. But the darkness comprehended it not. Then we look on down to verse 14. And the Word was made flesh. It dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory. The glory of the only begotten of the Father, full in grace and full of truth. The light walked around us. The light was with us so that now we can clearly see. We can clearly see the truth. We beheld the glory, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. So as Christ began to walk over, surely He is the Son of God. The light was there. There was no more shadow. That which was not perfect, that was not the very thing, was done away with so that the thing that was perfect could be clearly seen and not confusing. This is He. Even Christ said, it was not spoken, was it not spoken in the volume of the book for me to do thy will, O God? He taketh away the first that He may establish the last. And so the light, when it comes, it brings forth revelation. And so we start, when we look at these parallels in reading, looking at the entire Bible, things go from darkness to shadows to light. And the same principle is true in almost all situations. A lot of times in living for God, you're in darkness. I'm living for God. I don't know what to do. I don't know what decision to make. I can't see my way clear of this. I don't know if it's ever going to get better. And I don't know. All these dark things. It's like, oh God, I don't know if you're even in this situation or not. But when the Lord begins to show up, it becomes starts looking like a shadow now. Well, you know, it just might. You know, it could. And you start, see, the darkness is the faith part. And then it gets to the shadow part, you start having hope. Hope. Woo. It's looking better. It's not there yet, but it's looking better. Till finally it comes to fruition with the light. So now it's here. It's there. Thank the Lord I finally made it through all these things, darkness things that I was going through. And so if we could learn from this concept, it's from creation till even to now, it is a concept in our own lives that's what faith is about, leading you through the darkness. If you had, he said, if we hope for something that we already know is there, what good is faith? So it's through the dark hours of our lives that we have to have faith in the light, Christ, God. And then the shadows begin to appear and we go, you know, well, I think things are getting better. Till finally we are happy we stayed with it. Till finally it manifests itself. So understanding this concept that we have between the Old and the New Testament, you look at the beginning of the world, it was darkness. Then the Old Testament became the shadow and the New Testament became the light. And so it is even in our own lives. And so when we live for God, many times, Testament, when you read it, we're always looking for God. We're always looking, where is God in this situation? Where is God? You know, that's all the Old Testament, you read it, it was all about, where is God in here? Lord, where art thou? I cried unto the Lord. Where are you, Lord? Where are you? Where are you? I'm trying to find him in every situation. If we're not careful, we're looking at life in the Old Testament. And we're trying to say, Lord, are you still with me? Lord, where are you? And that's the Old Testament concept of looking for God in the Scriptures. But in the New Testament, we're looking for me in the Scriptures. Where am I in this? Such is the kingdom of heaven. And he told a parable unto them. The kingdom of heaven is as a man. And he brings it to light so that we're no longer looking for God. We're looking for me. We're looking for, where am I in this parable? Where am I in this story? Are you with me? The Old Testament, you're always looking for God. In the New Testament, I'm looking for me. Where am I? So when you read your Bible in the Old Testament, you will discover that it was the hidden God. And he was always trying to be found to be manifest. In the New Testament, he came to light. And he was made manifest. Quit looking for God. We're always looking for God in every situation. Look for yourself. What are you doing in the situation? If the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, trust that. Quit looking and say, well, I don't know if God is in this or not. That's Old Testament thinking. New Testament thinking, Lord, you ordered my step here. I'm not going to question this step. I'm not going to question this. This is where you put me. This is where I'm going to stay. And then sooner or later, it'll come to light why I'm here. Are you with me? So James put it this way. James was short of words, but they were powerful. James 1 and 22, he said, see, you have to find where am I in these scriptures. 1 and 22 said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be hearers of the word and not doers, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. If you have a black Marxalot tonight, you might want to turn to the scripture. It says, all things work together for good, those called the Lord. And just black that one out. The one that says we're more than conquerors through all, just black that one out. Because if you're not going to trust it, you might as well black it out. Because it becomes confusing. Then you start tripping over the very thing, because one day when things are working out, you say, all things, oh, thank the Lord. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ who strengtheneth me. And then when things aren't working right, well, I don't know about this. I just don't know. We have to be consistent. If there's anything I want to teach and preach you, it's consistency. That's faithfulness in living for God. And right up here is where it starts. We're going to get to that in a minute. Be not a hearer of the word, but a doer. He is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass or a mirror. You see, you're looking for yourself in the scriptures. Quit looking for somebody else or even looking for God in the mirror. Look for yourself in the mirror. For he beholdeth himself. The word of God will expose you. I'm sorry, that's what it will do. It will expose you because it wants to help you. And goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. You can't help yourself if you don't see yourself. Whew, I said something there. I said you can't help yourself unless you see yourself. And too many people see themselves, they don't like what they see, so they get out of the glass or the looking glass or the mirror, so they don't see how they really are. I get tickled every time I go to Dr. Gill's office. I've never wanted to steal in all my life, but I would tell you, if there was one thing I was going to steal, it'd be that picture he's got on the wall. And it's faded and all that, but it is so cute. It's like a Garfield cat. His hair's all, and he's bending over. He got lots of paper on the floor. He's got an easel, and he's drawing his own picture, and there's papers all over the floor where he's made some efforts of doing it, and he's looking in the mirror, and in the mirror, he sees this great big tiger. But he's, you know, and so when he's painting this, he's painting a big old tiger because that's how he wants to see himself, you see. But it is a lot of scrap paper. You got to go see it. It's worth a trip. And if it shows up on the wall, don't tell anybody. Hallelujah. But sometimes we need to see ourselves like we really are. Quit drawing a picture that you're not. Be who you really are and work on it. Let that light shine on you because God wants you to keep progress to a brighter and a brighter till you get to that perfect day. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and every once in a while. No, he said, but continueth therein. That's the secret to overcoming things is I've made a decision. I'm going to stay with it. I'm going to finish this thing. And he continueth in it. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Meaning he'll be blessed with what he does. It's a progressive thing. In our text, Jesus is talking to his critics as they criticize him about not washing their hands. You're eating on the Sabbath. You're working on the Sabbath. You're breaking the laws. You're breaking the traditions. And so they challenged him and said, your disciples don't wash their hands. And he said, are you void of understanding? Don't you understand that what goes in a man's mouth goes out his waist and the belly gets all the nutrients out of it, but when it's through with it, it's waste? It's not that. That's what you see. But it's what's inside of a man. He said that what he takes in his mouth does not go in his heart. It goes in his belly. But he said, I want to talk about things that come this way and not this way. You're looking at it backwards. And so the first thing he starts off by saying about this order of things, he said, he gives a long list of things that defile a man, but they start off, he said, it proceeds out of the heart with evil thinking. There you go. That's how it all starts. All the things he said are out of order. Read every one of them, they're out of order. Every one of them. But they all start right here in the mind. They start with evil thinking. And then they progress to these other things. So tonight I want to take just a little bit of time and help you understand what the Lord showed me. Let me first write on here, because there is a sequence of things that will determine your outcome. Some of you tonight, I feel like the Lord gave me this because you have decisions to make. And I never take lightly what the Lord gives me. So I believe that if you'll listen to this, adhere to it, be it not a hearer but a doer of this, it'll pay off. The first thing is what you take in. That's the first thing. What a person takes in. What you take in tonight, all of you are a sum total of everything you've been through. That's what you are. You're a composite of your childhood. You know, rejection started when you got to school. Your mom and dad, and hope they didn't reject you, but if they did, that